Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the CS School podcast brought to you by Customer Success Collective. Now, this is the podcast where we speak with CS professionals from all over the world, learning about the hottest topics in customer success and really to try to strip them back to basics and discover how best we can apply these strategies. Now, today on the podcast, I'm delighted to be joined by Roger Mendez, who works at Cisco as the global leader of strategic programs in customer success and acceleration. Roger, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Really happy to be on today.
Oh, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today. Really excited about this episode because we're talking about customer success operations, CS Ops. And this is a really important topic. You know, I can't believe we actually have got to this stage. I think we're on about 30 episodes of the CS School podcast. We've never spoken about CS Ops. So thank you for joining me and for rectifying this wrong. And what's really interesting about this episode is you're going to be speaking at the Customer Success Festival, which is in San Francisco in September. And this episode's kind of like a taster of all the good stuff to come, right? So really excited for your session in September. But to kick things off, for the purpose of this episode, would you mind explaining to our listeners a little bit about how you got into customer success and kind of, I guess, your experience to date and what your role looks like at Cisco? I'm really intrigued to know.
Yeah, I would be happy to, and really excited for this session in San Francisco. Can't wait. We did a session last year. It was fantastic. And there's a lot of people asking about CX Ops and the opportunities around it. So I'd love to talk a little bit more, as you mentioned, about my background and how I got into customer success and CX Ops originally. So I'm actually originally from San Jose, California. I grew up about 2 minutes away from the Cisco campus, but I actually grew up and spent my life in PR and in social media marketing and focusing on building a brand for companies when it came to a social online presence. And so that was something that I was really passionate about, just because we would have customers proactively reach out to us on our social media channels to talk to a little bit about like, hey, I want to express, you know, this excitement around the company or this desire. And so what really started was I really enjoyed being an advocate for the customer. And so I had a friend reach out to me that was at a company that said, hey, I'm starting a customer success practice and program. And I'm like, I've never heard of customer success. What does that really mean? I ended up moving over to this company, starting a customer success program. And then within my time there, got reached out to by Cisco, letting me know that they were starting their first customer success program. So we were starting customer success on the sales side. They were focusing more on a land, adopt, expand, renew motion, which we can talk a little bit more about. So I started more on the sales side. And then we actually, over the next couple of years, we transitioned into more of a customer experience organization where we moved from the sales side of the organization. We combined our customer success team with our services team, and we created customer experience, which was all around the focus of the customer. So instead of focusing on just land, adopt, expand, renew, we really focused on a racetrack methodology that we'll talk more about, but it was more focused on adoption around the customer. So I was in a field-facing role. I focused more on working with some of our top customers to really gain insight on like what was relevant to them from a customer success outcomes perspective. We hear this all the time around customer-driven outcomes, but what does that really mean? And so I spent a lot of time really identifying that with our customers. And then I got an opportunity after being there for a few years to come over to our customer success operations side. And so I was brand new to CS Ops, really focused on a business operations standpoint, then focused on building programs, and then really now focus on our strategic initiatives that we have at Cisco, which are some of our top initiatives. And I've been doing that over the last few years. So really excited about that.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, that sounds so varied. I love, it sounds a bit like a full circle moment, how you actually lived around the corner from Cisco, and then now you're there.
Oh. Yeah, so exciting.
Yeah, I'm really, really, really excited to talk about this at CS Ops, because I think it must look so different in so many different organizations. And I guess it's a bit like CS, how there's so many varied interpretations, and I guess ops really, it depends on what the company needs, what stage you're at. Just for the purpose of this, you know, since we're talking about it, I thought let's start from the scratch. What would you say customer success operations is, and how do you think it differs from a traditional CS role?
Yeah, great question. I would say there's a couple thoughts that come to my mind. I'd say The first thing, it's reinventing the customer experience. So that's what CSOps really does, is it gives you foundational pillars within your organization to identify how do we really rise to our customer expectations to make sure that the customer is having not only a seamless experience with us, but also how are we fast tracking them towards a frictionless renewal with us. And so CSOps really measures the forms of engagement, but also I think it does a lot of different things, right? So I feel like on the internal side, like I still feel like I'm still in a CS field facing role, but Cisco is now my customer. And now I'm focusing on how do I accelerate Cisco from a customer success industry standard or practice to make sure that we're building an experience where we can help not only scale the business, but make sure that our customers are seeing value. So that's something that really CSOps is. And to go back to what you were mentioning, I feel like CSOps is similar to what customer success was about 10 years ago, where every organization knows that they need a customer success presence, but they're still trying to fully identify how to define that, how to accelerate that. And I think that's what CSOps is currently doing today. So we're in this now new transitionary time where we're trying to identify how does CSOps really help me relate to accelerating my time to value. And that's a question that I ask organizations, especially when I'm starting to work with them, whether it's Cisco or other teams that I work with, is what's the end goal in mind? Just because similar to what we see on the sales side, where if I was a sales AM or an account manager, I can go ahead and forecast what I have in my pipeline, what I want to expect to book quarter over quarter. But similar in customer success ops, like what can I forecast, whether it's my renewals, my customer sentiment, things that I can really help my customer out with. So I think that's kind of the biggest thing that I'm starting to see what CSOps is. It's really reinventing this customer experience, rising customer expectations. What can we accelerate from them? And I call it the three P's, is how do we make sure they have a personalized experience with us? How do we make sure we can be really proactive? And how do we make sure that we can really involve every person within the organization as well? So those three things I think is really important.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing that. It's really important to start off with that, because this episode is going to be going into like how to break into CSOps, you know, the skills necessary, you know, challenges that arise. But I was just listening to what you just said then. And would you say when you first started in a CSOps role, was there quite a big sort of mental shift that you had to do? Because like you mentioned, like the company's now your customer. And it's that bit different, you know. Would you be able to talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, it definitely was a shift, I feel like. And I think one thing that I love about customer success in general is creating those, cultivating relationships and being able to have a relationship standard across the organization. So like when I was first in the customer success field, one of my favorite customers that I used to work with was Nationwide, and I visited them in Ohio. We had a great conversation, and I realized that through this interaction and through this cultivation of relationships, that one of their key stakeholders pulled me aside one time and said, "Hey, we're thinking about making a decision with Cisco, but we're also looking at this competitor as well. I'd love to get your opinion and your thought process on this." And I realized that the customer wasn't just seeing me as a Cisco employee or their CSM representing them. They actually saw me as a trusted advocate, and that I could consult with them and have this really great thought process and idea of walking them through what would be more advantageous for them. And so I feel like in customer success ops, being able to have Cisco, that's now my customer, I work with so many different key stakeholders, right? So we have different groups and organizations where we have a team that's focused on building specific key actions and deliverables that we see in a customer success console. We work with teams on how do we enable some of our field teams to make sure that they have the right tools and resources to help accelerate their time to value for their customers. So it is a little bit of a transition, because you realize that you're not just working with a few different key stakeholders. You're really managing different groups and parts of the organization, where we try to really ask ourselves as we move forward to making, you know, some of these changes within our organization, is it effective? Do we feel like everyone's coming along together? There's a quote and idea that I really love is, you know, it's okay to fail, but fail fast and let others know where you're going so we can go ahead and pick you back up. And I think that's the role of CSOps, is we try to really make sure that we are that arm and making sure that every team that we work with across Cisco feels successful and wanting to work with us. So that's something that's really excited. It's been a change for sure, just because it's not just focusing on success plans and focusing on ROI. It's more of like, how do we do this from a large scale across all organizations? Because now we're working with enterprise segments, commercial segments, EMEA and APJC. So we're trying to really scale at a really accelerated rate.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you. Out of curiosity, though, who would you say, just, you know, for anyone who perhaps doesn't have a CSOps function, you know, within the customer success team, and they're wanting to learn a bit more about this role, because obviously it is still quite fairly new, like you said before, it's like CSOps is almost what customer success was 10 years ago. But who would you say the people you work with closest are, you know, because I guess standard, you know, CS, it depends really, you know, it can be products, it can be, you know, sales or account management. What would you, you know, as an ops role, you know, is it even more varied? I don't know.
Yeah. It's kind of the, I like to call it a little bit of a Swiss Army knife, where you're working with so many different parts of the organization to really come aligned where you want to build towards this new, I call it a platform or an experience for our customers, especially from our customer success roles teams as well. So we actually work with different groups. We actually have a product management group that we work really closely with. We work with engineering very closely. We also work with our customer success leadership team. So we make sure that we're not only recognizing the work that the CS teams are doing, but also what tools and resources are we providing them. At Cisco, I feel like it's a really unique experience when it comes to customer success ops, because from day one, when we're starting to build out motions and programs, we try to establish what we call a hierarchy management platform. So we ask ourselves, what is the specific criteria that a customer needs to go through a customer success motion with us? Just because a customer bought the right licensing doesn't mean that they'll have that comprehensive customer success experience with us. We want to make sure that they're successful in their journey with us. So if they have the right licensing, if they have the right software and hardware, we feel like they're eligible to make sure that they're going to be really successful in their journey with us. And then secondly, as we start working with these various teams, we try to really create specific pit stops. So if you think of a NASCAR racetrack or an F1 racetrack, you have the goal in mind of trying to move as fast as possible. But we want to make sure that we have specific key checkpoints and mile markers with these specific teams to make sure that the customer and customer success teams are both seeing value. And I love that analogy of the NASCAR racetrack, because if you think of the CSM in their driver's seat, the customer's in that in that passenger seat with them, and CS Ops is almost in the back of the car, making sure that we're all going at the same pace that we want to. So I feel like it's a really connected experience. So to answer your question, we just work with a variety of teams within the internal side to make sure this drive is successful.
Oh no, I love that analogy. Thank you so much for that. Really interesting. I think because there are so many variations of CS Ops, and I think it will obviously depend on, you know, what stage your company's at. I mean, that's a big one, you know, determining at what point you need a CS role, which I'm sure your presentation in San Francisco is going to go into more. But for those perhaps listening who are interested in CS Ops in terms of, you know, becoming a CS Ops, you know, a customer success ops manager, what kind of pathways and initial steps would you recommend? Because they're obviously overlapping skills and sort of in terms of development there. And obviously the foundations, you know, having a foundation in customer success, you know, is incredibly important to know the role inside out. But can you explain the typical, you know, the transition of a typical CSM role that we all know to perhaps a CS Ops role, which perhaps for some might be a bit more unfamiliar?
Yeah, great question. I would say the biggest thing is, similar to that point that I brought up earlier about CS Ops kind of being that new horizon where every organization knows that they need a CS Ops foundation to be able to create some of these programs and some of these operational excellence views and dynamics. I think the biggest thing is, if you're thinking about a career in CS Ops, it's something that's going to be new and innovative. And I really recommend, if it's something that you're really excited about, not only changing the course or the direction of your company, but also having that creative mindset as well. I think that's something that's really intriguing and exciting for someone that's looking into breaking into CS Ops. Because I think that was the question that I got when I was first coming into CS Ops at Cisco, is Do you like already built out formats? Do you like built out programs or processes? Because if you do, this is really not the role for you. We're looking for somebody that's creative, innovative, but has ideas on how to change the process. So that was something that really excited about me in the first step. And then I think secondly was we have access to incredible data. So, you know, being in a CSM is like really being on the front line where it's like you're going to be so strategic and working with your customer, but you're also going to be tactical as well. If you need to execute on a specific priority or if your customer is facing a specific issue, that's something that we can really help out with from the CSM side. But when you think about the CSOps side, you're looking at the insights and data from a large perspective. And so when I first came into CSOps, I was given data and perspective on how much is a customer spending with us, when are they last logging in, how far have they accelerated in their customer success journey with us, do they have an active relationship with the CSM, are there any adoption barriers? And so I started looking at segments to say, all right, well, we have these group of customers that are you know, really well accelerated within the architecture or what they're using from Cisco, but they're still not seeing the value out of customer success. So how do we create a program around that? And so you start getting really creative and innovative on some of those ideas. So I think that's something that's really exciting. So if you love data, that's something to really get started with. And then I think just starting to build relationships with key stakeholders in customer success. I mean, I think as we define customer success and what a CSM does, are they looking at expansion of other opportunities when they start working with their customer? Are they looking at specifically helping them on adoption? Are they helping them from a renewals perspective? I think it'd be really, it's really exciting to as you start working with some of those key stakeholders at your company, identifying what's relevant and what's important to them. I think establishing a framework around customer success ops is so critical. So for me, I look at the acronym of the word value, where how do I validate my company's initiatives? How do I create awareness of what I want to do within ops? Learning, what resources do I have to be able to excel? And then how do I measure utilization at our company? And then fully, the E stands for embed. If I fully immerse myself and I feel like we ripped out CS ops tomorrow, would we feel the impact of the business? So things like that, that I think can really start helping somebody start getting curious around CS ops and getting involved into the program as well.
Oh, fantastic. So if you're data mad and really kind of have an appetite for testing out new processes and trying to better, that's the kind of, those kind of, I guess that ambition is something that's really kind of, and maybe if you're doing that already in your role, you might not realize that you're doing it in your role, perhaps. Like you might be the one that's sort of trialing things out. And I guess, would you say, because obviously, if your company perhaps doesn't have a CSOps role, that might be something you could potentially go into if you've already sort of displayed, yeah, that appetite.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, and that's what, like, one of my favorite quotes that I look back on my career in is a quote that said, when performance is measured, performance improves. But when performance is measured and reported, performance accelerates. And I used to love this quote because sometimes people are like, oh, it's all around micromanagement and tracking, and it's not. It's more of how do we do things at scale, right? So like if I talk about implementing a new process and now we're reporting on the metrics that are really relevant to the company, then I think the performance of what we see within this united effort are going to grow together. And so I think that's what's very similar with like, you know, the CSOps role is, you know, you may be somebody that's already getting into the data, really actively working with your customers. But my question in mind is, how do you launch this at scale, right? So how do you do this from like a company perspective where if you're doing something that's really effective, how do we do this across other groups and regions and territories or different products within your organization as well? And so I think that's why CSOps is so critical, because I think you start tracking and envisioning and seeing how like we can report back to. So the nice thing at Cisco is like, as me being in CSOps, the architectures that we cover, one of our key stakeholders is the business unit. So the person that's actually creating the product, making it better, seeing how customers are using it. So they actually get a reflection on if we see some acceleration in the field and we have creative ideas around it, they're also seeing the value of, oh man, I want to make my product even better because we're seeing that customers are starting to use it. Or we can even go back to that business unit to say, hey, there's an adoption barrier here. And we're noticing that we have 200 to 300 customers that are experiencing the same thing. So I think that's what's really creative about it is like, you may be already doing it, but my question is, how do we do this at scale? How do we replicate a process where you can report back to some of these key stakeholders or different business units or architectures? And you may be already doing it. It's just something that you can implement within your company as well. So.
Perfect. Brilliant. Thank you so much. I think it's going to be so useful to so many people who will be in the sort of stage where they're looking to. No, absolutely. And I think also when we're talking about this kind of almost like a new frontier in terms of like, it's particularly for companies who are wanting to scale their CS operation. It's probably important for the purpose of this episode. And I think people who were going through similar things might, you know, will really benefit from this. Talking about, I guess, the pros and the challenges, I think, of CSOps. I think, you know, working in CSOps compared to more traditional roles, because I think, you know, I'm quite curious to know what are the unique opportunities? I think you've spoken about this a little bit. What are the unique opportunities of working in CSOps compared to a regular kind of CS position?
Yeah, I would say, I think the first thing that comes to mind is one of the opportunities in working in CSOps is being able to stay mindful in the current moment. And so I think one thing that I really had to learn when I came over to CSOps is when you're working for a customer, I think, you know, working on it, helping accelerate customers' use of the technology that they purchased with us, you know, we have a lot of customers that start talking a lot about like, hey, this is going really well, or this is good. We don't like this. This is what we need to improve. And so you like when you move over to CSOps, you almost go away from that, which sounds kind of strange just because as I mentioned that like you feel like the company you're working for is now your customer. But with the company working for as your customer, you start looking at things not only as good or bad, you start looking at things that are, is this effective or ineffective towards our values within our organization and also what we have in customer success. And so I think that's something that's really exciting because it helps you pivot and stay present in the moment, depending on what you want to do within your organization. So for example, at Cisco, in CSOps, we've really tried to create some strategic foundational pillars to make sure that whether it's a sales team or a product management team ask us to run a specific motion within our organization, we ask, well, where does it align across our foundational pillars? Is it one where it's going to be really improving our renewal process? Or is it one that's going to really improve our activation process where we first kick off with our customers? And so those are some of those things that we ask ourselves when we get asked to run these motions is how is it going to be effective towards our values, not only in customer success, but the overall vision and strategy for the business. So I think that's something that's huge. That's a really pro for me. I get really excited about that because when you see that something that's really working really well, how do you build consistency? How do you level up? How do you make sure that you're still being accountable towards some of those things that you've established? So I think that's something that's really exciting because once things start going really well and you're accelerating, you get more excited about how do we run that and accelerate that time over time. And so I think that's something that's super huge. Second pro I think about it is being really innovative on that experience. At Cisco, we've actually released a product that's more of a self-serve portal for our customers. So customers can actively log in and see what they're actively doing from a customer success standpoint with us. It's interesting because when I've gone to the customer success collective, there's a lot of great discussion and dialogue around, are you guys using Salesforce for CSM tracking? Are you using, you know, Red Hat? Are you using, Plan Hat? Are you using Gainsight? But then you notice that in the CSOps side, like Cisco is trying to be a game changer. And we're saying, well, we're actually creating a self-serve portal for some of our customers to be able to log in with us. So not only are we tracking customer success, but then the customer feels like they have visibility on what they're tracking. So I think that innovative piece is super cool because you feel like you're part of that discussion. So that's really exciting as well. But I would say some of the areas that, you know, that could be a challenge with customer success is, especially on the ops side, is just building out that structure, right? So like when you come to measuring customer success and foundational pieces, I talked to you a little bit about how do you track customer success, but also what are the teams that are going to be involved, right? So like, are you trying to build out a specific journey where you're going to need digital assets? Are you looking at how do you scale across the business? Like, do you have, depending on how much a customer spends with us, are they going to have a different customer success experience related to a customer that's spending a little bit less on the architecture? So you start establishing some of those things, and it's hard because I feel like not only do you have to be relevant of what you're doing from a foundational piece and pillar and perspective in CS ops, but you work with so many different key stakeholders that you want to make sure that you're addressing priorities and aligning to what their metrics are as well. So it can get a little bit messy, but I think it's something where it's more joy in the journey as well. So I just think that, you know, as a CSM, traditionally you have really, you know, specific areas of improvement, like making sure that the customer has positive sentiment, making sure that the customer is using the product, and making sure that the customer is going to stay with us. But in CS ops, you may have, you know, 50 different priorities. I think it's just really, you know, that's something that's just to keep in mind as well.
I mean, it sounds, thank you so much for that. It sounds so varied. And I think definitely, yeah, I mean, I think this, the central theme running through this episode is just the innovation behind CS ops, yep. Which, and I just wonder, like, what does like a typical day for a CS ops role look like? You know, but, you know, is it a case of, you know, there's just such a sheer amount of variety and obviously so many different key stakeholders. What would you say like a typical day for you looks like?
Yeah. I would say it's really the day varies on the week and the progress. And so that's something that's exciting to me as well, is it's not, I log into my computer and it's the same thing where I'm checking emails and then I'm like, okay, I want to start reaching out to customers. Traditionally in a CSM role, it's CS ops can be so different. So I will say that I think the components of the job are so exciting because not only are you being a brand advocate for the company that you're representing, but also your day-to-day may vary on the needs of the business. And so, for example, in December, I had the chance to go to New York City with the VP of Customer Success and visit one of our top customers on one of our products that they were actively using. But it was really exciting to not only be a brand advocate for Cisco, but also to take in the feedback of what the customer was mentioning and actually be a brand advocate to say, hey, I'm going to now take that back to make sure that we're improving that process for you. And also that the CSM of that experience and that visit also feels like they have a trusted advocate with them as well, that now I'm influencing change on the ops side while we're trying to get the product better, but also having the CSM really work closely with me. So that's really exciting to me. So like one day I may be hosting an office hours for all the CSMs in the field and having 200 to 300 CSMs talk to me about what's their top mind priorities, what they've been thinking about. The next day we may be building a dashboard to see customers' deep insights and user behavior on what they're actively doing with our products with us. The next day may be more focused on how do we start, you know, I've talked a little bit about this NASCAR racetrack, but how do we accelerate customers within the point where they purchase the product to 100 days within use of the product? And then I may be focusing on the next day on a campaign on focusing on our customers that have their top renewals coming. So every day is different. And I think that's why I love my job title so much, is Cisco was like, hey, let's focus on our strategic programs. What are our top initiatives? And that may change. I think that's the thing that's exciting about the role, is next quarter I may be focusing on a new product innovation. The next quarter I may be focusing on how do we integrate some of our acquisitions together. So I think that's what's really exciting about the role, is it may change day to day, but I feel like I'm cultivating and creating each day.
I think you hit the, thank you so much. I think you hit the nail on the head there. It's exciting. It sounds really varied. And something, you know, that you can sink your teeth into so many different parts. Like, yeah, I mean, it sounds like you're having a great time there. Yeah, really.
Yeah, it is. When I tell, and to follow up on that, I just tell people, like, the biggest advice that I give, especially from a CS ops perspective, if you're thinking about coming in brand new, one of the things that I really highly advocate is have something called a beginner's mind, where like you're looking at something for the very first time, even though you've maybe done it at a previous time, because I think that's what gives you that perspective to say, okay, if I'm looking at this for the very first time, what can I do to influence change on it? And I think that's what CS Ops is so exciting about, because they're just like, we want those ideas. Like, I had a leader tell me once, it's like, Roger, we're not paying you because we want you to show up and do the work. We're paying you because I want to hear your ideas. I want to hear what you're thinking. I want to hear, like, and you know, CS Ops has been a great opportunity, just because, especially at the company I work for that I love, you know, I've had ideas and conversations with senior executives at Cisco where they're just like, hey, if you're going to do it your way, how would you do it? And I'm like, well, I would look at this. I would examine this customer base. I would do it this way. And they're like, great, we're going to do it that way. And we know you'll take care of the program because it's yours. And you want to make sure that you're aligning with all of our key partners. And so it's exciting. So yeah, to just further validate, it's just an adventure and a very fun one, to say the least.
Oh, no, thank you so much. Oh, such a lovely response. And I think loads of people will love to hear that. I think I also wanted, I was quite curious what you said before about, you know, you went to New York and with the VP of customer success, you know, that's incredible, meeting the, one of your top clients. But just for the sake of our listeners, do you have a story that you could maybe share about, you know, a significant, you know, perhaps, you know, maybe you don't have to name any names, but speak, you know, a breakthrough moment you've had in CS Ops, or, you know, a challenge you've overcome?
Yeah. I would say, you know, one thing that's been super exciting for us is, you know, traditionally in customer success, we're focusing on the adoption of, so to give a little bit of background, so Cisco is going through a really exciting journey where we've traditionally been a hardware company where we focused on selling, you know, specific routers or data centers, but now we're focusing on software adoption where we look at licensing, where we look at specific customers on their journey with us. And so when we've gone through this transition period, we really focused on software adoption just to make sure that we're having customers see value. But one of the breakthroughs that I would say, especially that I've experienced over the last year, is we're really focusing on some of our services business. So I've talked a little bit about the self-serve portal where customers can log in and track their journey with us. It's been a breakthrough moment for us just because we feel like it's been something that's been so exciting, because now customers have the visibility to not only log in, but also have visibility on managing some of their Cisco devices through this portal. So they feel like they have access and controllability. But we also offer customer success resources that I think are really exciting. And I think it's a huge breakthrough for us, is we have these sessions called Ask the Expert sessions, where it's a one-to-many approach where you can attend a webinar where it's a getting started, a product overview, a health check. But also we offer something called accelerators, where if a customer logs in and they're stuck at a specific adoption point, they can actually request an accelerator, which is a one-to-one session with a technical expert at Cisco that's going to consult them on their journey with us from adopting that service with us. And so I think that's been a huge breakthrough, because I think customers at first were like, wow, this is brand new. I don't know how to fully utilize this. But we've seen that, you know, we've grown over the last year, 400% of customers actively logging in and using this technology with us. And so when we go back and, you know, and so what's even really cool about this product is we've launched a mobile app for it. So now customers can access it from a drop of the hat. They're on their phone. They feel like they're carrying Cisco everywhere they go with us. And so this customer in New York that we really love, they were actually on the subway, and one of the key network engineers was like, hey, I pulled it out of my phone. As I'm checking LinkedIn, as I'm checking Facebook, I'm also checking the network of my of what I'm actively going into the office for, and I can drop it from my phone. And so not only did we see logins go up, but we see customer behavior go up. And so it's really exciting, because from the CS Ops perspective, is I get to report to say, hey, over the last year, we've influenced change, but we now see that we're on the ground level with our customers, and we're actively seeing what's important to them to get them to log in and be able to use this portal. So, and now we talk about AI-driven capabilities, where we're trying to build towards where if a customer logs in, they can represent and see what their customer vertical is doing, whether they're in manufacturing, healthcare. And it's just exciting, because I go home at the end of my work day and I get really excited to say, hey, I was a part of that change with this amazing team. Like, it's so cool. And now that I went to New York and validated that one of my customers, our top customers, is actively using it, they've had a great experience, I just feel so excited that I was a part of influencing that change. And so I think that's a breakthrough moment that I've seen in CS Ops, where, you're just part of this journey, and you know, you get to celebrate those wins. Like, you know, going back to this NASCAR analogy, is you think of a NASCAR driver being successful is they have an excellent pit crew, where they're the ones that are manufacturing, you know, make sure that the nuts or the tires or the specific windbreakers are really operational excellence. And so I think in CS Ops, you think of the CSM and the customer are those NASCAR drivers, but we're that excellent pit crew that's made sure that it's all come together. And I think that's something that we're celebrating all together. So it's really cool.
Oh, thanks so much for sharing that. It's really, from what you just said, it sounds like you've really can see like the knock-on effect of what you're doing out to support your company. And yeah, it sounds phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, you think about like our company has gone through a different iteration of customer success where we're creating customer experience. And
yeah,
it's been an exciting time because at times you do feel like you're at a startup working for a huge organization that has all the backing and belief and being able to trust the vision and the acceleration and course correct. And so I think that's something that's super helpful. And yeah, so I've loved every second of it.
Oh, no, thank you. Thanks so much for sharing that. It's they're brilliant. I think something we've touched on throughout this episode is kind of like the evolution of CSOps and, you know, and how it's, you know, it's ever moving. I think looking ahead, this is something that's been on my mind recently. You know, we've got our State of Customer Success report to 2024, and, you know, we found that it was quite split in the middle. We asked a pool of customer success professionals, you know, whether they have an ops function or not. And it was really kind of split in the middle. It was a very slight majority have an ops, a CS ops function. It was like 53%, 55%. And, you know, about 44.7% don't. You know, what do you make of things like that, considering the state of, I guess, customer success operations in 2024, you know, where it's been, where do you see it going? I'm quite curious to hear your insight on that.
Yeah, I think it's a great question because I feel like, you know, there's so many things going around like CS ops in general, where like, you know, when you gave me that statistic, I was actually shocked because it's almost like, you know, one in every three or two companies don't really see that CS ops arm critical or valuable. And so I turn it back to, if you think about like from a sales perspective, when, you know, I work with sales account teams and sales leadership. And so one of the things that they do quarter over quarter is they forecast on what deals will close or what they have in their pipeline. And that actually accrues to the revenue of the business, right? So like, if you look at forecast calls, if you look at even end of quarter calls and results earning calls, they're all focused on how much revenue was driven within the organization. So I think that's such a critical piece. When you look at CS ops, and I think it's so important to identify what's the mission value or the driver statement of your organization. Is it focused on expansion? Is it focused on adoption? Is it focused on renewals? And in this example, I'll use renewals. But if I was able to do that from a CS perspective, so if I go back to my company's organization or similar to what we said in sales, if I said, well, we're really focused on adoption and renewals. And what if I could say, if we start tracking on a customer's user behavior or how they're using their product, but if we feel like they're very engaged with us and we feel like they're getting the full value out of it, how exciting would it be that I could go back to my organization to say, since they reached the finish goal or this specific checkpoint, I am forecasting that they're going to renew 70 to 80% of the time. And I feel like that would be so critical to a business where they'd be like, wow, like adoption is so important, just like sales is. And I think, you know, we hear this term in customer success called shelfware, where the customer's not using it and it's time for renewal. They'll get a phone call from the CSM and they're like, oh yeah, did we purchase that? I guess we did, but we're not using it. So we don't really see a value out of it. It's like, you know, it's so critical to see like what we can do from that perspective as well. And I think about it, like if you look at like a cell phone, right? Like the first time that I bought a cell phone, like, you know, 20 years ago, it was all around texting and calling. But now my phone is my calendar. It has my, you know, Netflix and Hulu subscriptions. It has a communication. I can FaceTime. And so it does all these different capabilities. And so that's what's so exciting about customer success ops is just because a customer bought a product, they may have 10 different use cases of why they're using the product. And so like, you know, and that's what gives you that deeper layer and insight to your customer. So customer A may be using it for a completely different reason for customer B, but they still bought the same product. And so when we start developing some of those use cases and identifying, I can get not only deeper on the customer, user, and behavior, but then I can go back again and say, hey, we've tracked these customers. We know that they're going to renew with us because they're using it for this capability. And I can guarantee we're going to go back to that 70 to 80% renewal rate. I think that's something that's so important. So if anything, I would highly recommend every organization just get your toe in the water with CS Ops, because that's something that like can really be a game changer for the business.
Oh, brilliant. No, absolutely agree. And it's something that we are obviously seeing crop up more and more. But I think conversations like this and hearing people's experiences of companies' experiences of CS Ops is what's really going to move the needle and for people to realize, actually, we do need that. Like that is, it's not even just, yeah, it's quite critical.
Yeah. And my biggest advice is if you don't know where to start, start. Like, cause that's like even career advice that I've gotten when I was going to move into CS Ops. You know, the first question that I ask myself is, am I ready? And I know we're on video, but I put in parentheses, like, how will I know I'm ready? Like you kind of just go into the role and start learning about it and you start figuring out what it works and you up level yourself. And so I think even not only if you're interested in CS Ops or even if your company doesn't have a CS Ops organization, just start somewhere, start saying, hey, what if we did this across this organization? Or, hey, what if we tracked it this way? That's actually you putting your toe in the water with CS Ops. So start, you know, get curious about it. I think that's something that's really exciting.
Oh, Roger, phenomenal. Thank you so much. We're kind of drawing to the end now, but I really, really want to talk to you about your keynote presentation in San Francisco. It's coming up. I'm really excited, and I hope all of our listeners come. Can you talk to us a little bit about what you're going to be talking about? Because this is almost like a bit of a preview of all the good stuff to come.
Yeah. I think it's kind of that second layer where it's like the topics around aligning CX ops are around company-wide initiatives and organizations. And so I think it's going to be really tailored on how do you start creating a format on or a framework around CS ops that can be really effective towards how do you start tracking customer success? How do you enable some of your field teams? Some of the things that I want to do in this session are very interactive. So we want definitely a lot of group participation, getting curious, having thoughts and perspective, but we really started aligning some of that framework. So I talked about some of these foundational pillars in customer success ops. So we talk a little bit more about having a strong alignment with the sales team. How do we start from day one activation? What do we have from an adoption perspective? So what taxonomies, what resources do we have to help execute on adoption? And what does that really mean in your organization? We start talking a little bit more about that renewal process as well and looking for expansion opportunities. So I think it's just things, especially if you come from different CS visions and understandings of what your company wants to do. I think there's a route to market for all in this session. And so I'm excited to explore more about that and just get people starting to think more about that CS ops arm and how to fully not only extend it, but also how do you really accelerate it as well.
Oh, it's going to be an absolute cracker. I really can't wait for it. So if anyone hasn't already registered, get down September, San Francisco, that's where you need to be. It's going to be, yeah. And I think these events are they're such great opportunities to network as well. And there's going to be so many interesting perspectives, I imagine, after your talk, people chatting about their experience of CS Ops. And so it's going to be a good one.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, I'll just highlight. So last year it was super fun. And we had a session where we focused on bringing somebody up on the stage and we'd ask them a little bit more. Like it was exciting because I said, hey, I need a volunteer and I need somebody to step on stage with me. They did. We got the whole audience involved and the person on stage actually walked away with $100. And it was really cool because I think it was just kind of a message where we said, hey, like sometimes you don't know what you're volunteering for or stepping into, but it can actually be an amazing opportunity or reward. And so I think that's where I want our audience or the person that's attending to walk away with to say, hey, what would happen if I started exploring what CSOps means to me? Or what if I did take that opportunity to talk to that person in my organization to say I'm interested in coming over to CSOps? Because I feel like people that have experience in customer success are the best people to be in CSOps. Like, you think about it, like if you're a football or soccer player, you ask somebody that's been in this league or have played for a long time to be your mentor or coach. And I think that's similar to CSOps, is the company's asking you, oh, you've been in seat for a very long time as a CSM, come over and help us change this model. And so I think that's what you're going to walk away attending the session to be able to say, I think I'm going to start. So I'm really excited about that.
Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be so good. I'm really excited for this one, Roger. Well, unfortunately, that's all we've got time for today. But thank you so much for taking the time. And this has been such an opener for me personally. And I think so many people listening in, because CSOps, there's so much more exciting things to come from it. And I just love speaking to people like you, so passionate clearly about it. And imparting your pearls of wisdom. So thank you so much, Roger. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me. It's been a great dialogue and discussion, and I can't wait for the upcoming session. So everyone listening, register, because I think it's going to be something that's super exciting.
Absolutely. Oh, thank you so much, Roger.
Take care.
Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to check out our other episodes and go to customersuccesscollective.com for even more customer success related content. You can also join our global community on Slack, and you can find the link to that on the CSC website. But until then, see you next time.